Ladies and gentlemen, Back Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The Gig Cast.
See, it's Nick's fault. We're all doing this now.
Hello and welcome to the GigCast, the GigCast Show 180. I'm your host, JT Shea. Joining me today on the podcast wire here is, of course, Scott Gallatin from AtScottComic.com. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well.
Glad to hear it. And this week we also have special guest, fellow MegaCon attendee, night gig book contributor, and all-around good guy, podcaster extraordinaire, and Mr. Nick Nitro from Dribble for Kids and The Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. How you doing, Nick?
Thank you very much. I am doing good. I don't think my ego can take that much more build-up, but no, thank you very much.
It wasn't ego building. I'm just listing things you do. I didn't say you were very good at them. I just say they're just things
now, that you... But see, my ego doesn't hear that. That's the thing.
So,
This being the last non-group live show before MegaCon, I figured we'd have Nick on tonight to talk about MegaCon prep. Yeah, well, because next week being the Wednesday live show, so if you're hearing this before Wednesday,
we're doing that again.
Yes, yeah, so once a month. We did twice a month last week. Last month, and you'll see how that turned out with the delayed show, but. Yeah, so Wednesday night, the 20-something of February?
Next Wednesday is the 18th.
18th, yeah, that would be the 20-something minus two. The 18th of February will be 10 o'clock Eastern time. We are live on TalkShoe. So make plans to join us then. We have a lot of fun. A lot of good people usually chime in. And it all goes downhill quickly. So be there at the beginning when it's pretty good.
If you're listening to this and you have something you need to talk about on the show, why don't you stop by the forums? We have a GigCast forum, and post it in there so we don't forget.
What a great idea. I'll even start up a gig, again, the GigCast section of the forum. I'll put the live show 181, and we'll put topics to discuss in there. We'll get a little bit more organized.
Boobs?
You want to talk about boobs? Is that what you said?
Pro or con?
What?
Huh?
Okay, well, anyway, on tonight's show, we have Nick Nitro. Like I said, of course, we're going to have some Twitter bits from you people out there. I tweeted about 20 minutes ago and not half an hour ago, and I got some replies, so we'll talk about them. We've got the TBBA Spotlight from Brian Anderson. I believe he sent me something. If not, I will poke him hard until he does. And the Shallow Thought from Christian Ellis. So stand by. Oh, and we also have I'm actually going to go visiting the Night Gig Lounge this evening. A great band called The Hosts. I was playing down there. Check them out at myspace.com/thehostsmusic. So anyway, yeah, we'll be hearing from them soon. So I'm going to have all that and more right after this.
Prepare to drown your brain in a tablespoon of philosophy. It's Christiana's Shallow Thoughts on the GigCast. And now, Christiana's Shallow Thoughts. Well, I had a little run-in today with my age-old nemesis. That's right, gravity. It laid a fiendish trap for me, but I still believe that had I been at my best, I never would have been taken in by such a cheap ploy. But as it happens, there were a couple of things working against me. First, I had tweaked my back a little bit the day before, and so was a little bit stiff and less agile than usual. Ah, yes, squeaky toy accompaniment. Second, I was distracted in an interesting conversation. And last but not least, I had a large Diet Coke from Wendy's in my hand, thus rendering me partially disabled when it comes to defending myself against this sort of an assault. What assault, you might ask? Well, it came in the form of a badly designed picnic table. Whereas, like every other picnic table ever, has a gap between the bench and the table at the bottom so that you can slide your feet out on the side, this picnic table had a big old wooden beam in the way, meaning that to get in or out of the picnic table, you had to step over the bench. I realized this while sitting down, but as I mentioned before, when moving to stand up, I was distracted. I moved to slide out from the side as I would with any other picnic table and was leaning over to the side to stand, only to discover that my feet were obstructed. No sooner than I had extended my center of mass beyond where my feet contacted the ground than my old nemesis struck, seizing me bodily and yanking me to the hard pavement, forcing my knee to collide with the picnic table and my elbow and hip to collide with the ground. And worst of all, spilling my Diet Coke. At such a sinister and unprovoked assault, I had but one word for my assailant. And that word was... That's not what the word was. That word was owie. Shallowthoughts.libsyn.com and ChristianaEllis.com, 206-984-9264. New thoughts daily.
What's it, Sophie? It's the time again? Come on, let's go.
It's time for some links from a guy in the know. When it comes to making comics, hey, this guy is a pro. Searches the web to find stuff he likes, and we share him with you on the TBBA Spotlight. It's the Bastard Brian Anderson Spotlight. From the Gatecast and DoggyDoug.com. That's right, folks. It's time once again for the TBBA Spotlight. That Bastard Brian Anderson sent me three good links. One we've seen before, but worth definitely revisiting. All right, starting out, the spotlight for this week is a comic called Music of the Spheres. You can find it at music-of-the-spheres.blogspot.com. It is a full-color, beautifully drawn webcomic, fantasy webcomic. Obviously, it's called Music of the Spheres, a fantasy webcomic. It is written by Ben Avery and drawn by Neon Transit, if that's his real name. It's really cool. Neon, I believe, with a silent K, otherwise it's Neon Transit, awesome name. But this comic looks really, really cool. The pages I'm looking at, there's a character being carried aloft by some kind of a Petrodon flying dinosaur. Very cool, 7 years ago. Anyway, check it out. It's, again, it looks really, really great. The art is awesome. I didn't get much into the writing, haven't a chance to look too much about it because I don't want to say that Mr. Anderson, the bastard that he is, slacked a little bit this week, but I just got these links, literally 5 minutes ago, and this is Friday that I'm recording this. But anyway, he came through because some really cool stuff. The second webcomic he wants us to take a look at is, of course, Cock and Bull. I believe we mentioned Cock and Bull before. I'm not sure if we mentioned it was just starting or starting up or out there, but it's very funny. It's about, of course, a chicken and a bull and making fun of other farm animals and stuff like that. It is by Arnie Dunnell. Great newspaper formatted comic, black and white. Very funny. About Cock and Bull. It's very adult. There's language and stuff going along in here. So it's not for kids. But if you have a mature sense of... If you're a mature individual with a immature sense of humor, you'll enjoy this very much. So check it out at cockandbull.net. and that's cock and bull. No, and it's an cockandbull.net. Cock being the male chicken. So I'm not being rude here, but check it out. It's very cool. And what's nice is he knows it's an adult comic. It's got a web MA for LSV, which I believe is language, sexual content, and violence. So all the good stuff rolled together in a very funny package. Check it out, cockandbull.net. The third comic that Brian sent out is very cool, very funny. It's called You, Me, and Steve. It's at youmeandsteve.com. Very easy to remember, very easy to get to. It's a comic about three geeks, two of whom are roommates, one of whom recently moved out because he couldn't deal with the other roommates. But very, very funny stuff. Steve is the, and you, me, and Steve, believe he is a, he believes he's a superhero in training, so he has a mask on, which is pretty cool. Max is Steve's current roommate. He works at the video rental store, and Jay is about to start his job at I Eat a Burrito, the local Mexican fast food restaurant. Friends with Max for a long time. But it's a very funny newspaper formatted comic. Usual geeky stuff abound, all kinds of references to your favorite movies and comic books and whatnot. Be sure to check it out. Again, newspaper formatted, but not. It's, it looks like it's more computerly done. With the gray scales and stuff like that. So, but again, still very well done. It's by Jeremiah Witowski, another ski that can join the ski lounge here at the Night Gig Lounge, the ski lodge. If you were listening to one of our last live shows and participated in the chat room, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, Mr. Brian Anderson came through this week at the last minute with a win. Three great comics for you to check out that he's been checking out. And again, if you want to follow Mr. Anderson on Twitter, I recommend you do so highly. It's twitter.com/dogeatdoug. And of course, go to dogeatdoug.com for your daily dose of incredible cuteness in web in newspaper formatted comic form. If you don't have your Dog Eat Doug in your local paper, you need to email, listen to me, email the editor, the features editor of your local paper and say, I want Dog Eat Doug. Mr. Anderson has many contests about this. So if you email your local editor, then send a copy of that email to Mr. Anderson. You can find his address at, of course, dogeatdoug.com. And you have a chance of winning. I'm not sure if it's a contest going right now, but he does this often. Chance of winning an original Dog Eat Doug strip. So be sure to check that out. All right, folks. For Brian Anderson, this is JT Shea. Now sending you back to your originally scheduled gig cast, already in progress. And we're back. So yeah.
No, I'm doing it.
You, what?
I was going to purposely derail you there and get Nick giggling again, and no, I can't do it.
Oh, but it's so easy. I don't know about you,
well,
but
I know, but that's what makes me go, no, really can't go for the easy joke twice in a row. I mean, it's
you, Scott, you, let you me gotta bring it
because our listeners yes, expect so much more. Yeah, you're right.
What's that, Nick?
I said, Scott, let me assure you, yes, you can.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's the mantra.
At least for me, you can go for the easy joke. I'm comfortable with it.
All right. So what do we have for news besides MegaCon
well,
in
2 weeks?
Well,
you had a substantial list you sent out that I haven't thoroughly vetted yet. Why don't you start somewhere in there?
Well, we got some news. We got some email news. We got some. You actually sent something, but we should pay more attention about Paul Southworth.
Yeah. Well,
what's up with that?
I was going to hold off on that, but that's okay.
Oh, well,
he's hanging it up. Ugly. Well, I'm sorry. Ugly hanging it up. And I was really depressed about this until I realized this isn't the first time he's hung up a pretty successful comic, only to come back with something really, really better.
So he's kind of like just like shifting gears. Maybe he has something else to that he wants to do and having this, you know?
I don't know, but what am I going to do? I mean, this is one of my favorite comics.
Well, maybe he'll tie it up so neatly and perfectly that it'll feel complete and you won't have the longing and loss in your life.
Well, but Hastings' mother just died.
Yes, and?
Okay.
So wait a minute, Dr. McNinja is stopping?
No, Paul Southworth.
Ugly Hill.
Oh. That's okay.
You think
wow.
I know, Paul Southworth, Ken Archer, they all sound alike.
No, I just heard Chris, and I and then I heard Hastings, and then
Hastings. Oh, I suppose you were thinking. Okay,
he was thinking.
No, Hastings is one of the main characters of Ugly Hill. If you haven't read Ugly Hill, apparently you're going to have plenty of time to, because it'll be archived forever. But
really, uglyhill.com.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's really one of the best web comics online.
It is really good. Hands down. It's very well drawn. The writing is spot on.
Creative. Paul just is one of the best writers out there for the short format comic.
Yep. So I'm sure he'll come back with something, Scott. I'm sure he will.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just depressed because Wes hasn't come out with his new comic yet. Now, after he hung up, you'll have that. And Ugly Hill's going to hang it up soon.
Just leaving.
I'm running out of things to waste time while I'm at work doing.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Well, it means I'm going to have to pay more attention to my customers.
just the way it's going to have to be. Now, what did I say? I know I sent you some news. What did I send you news about? And the thing is, it's not in my inbox because it was an outbox. What did I send you? I know I sent you something.
Did you find it?
No, I'm looking.
Did I send it back to you? It's a long list.
Basically, there's just a few. Yeah, basically, I was looking for news stories, and I have a Google alert set up for webcomics. This one just like, bam, had a bunch of great stories. Like, for instance, that Sinfest, Dark Horse coming out with a hardcover edition of the Sinfest comics, which is pretty cool.
I should mention, since you're talking about this being a hardcover version.
Yeah.
I know you're not in the comic shop as much as some of our listeners. You really need to go visit a comic shop and just see how many hardcover editions there are out there. Two things: there are a ton of hardcover edition trades coming out, which at first I was like, "What do I think about that?" But if you can get them in a hardcover, that means libraries are more likely to pick them up.
Very true.
Two, I saw book 3 of Devil's Panties on the shelf at my local shop today. So that's new.
Yeah, that was – she was having – didn't she – I think Jenny switched publishers or something or
– Yeah, she's – well, this is probably the third time. Three books,
yeah,
three times.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
talk well, about that at MegaCon. But yeah, I think – boy, I really hadn't considered hardcover books originally. But yeah, Sinfest is getting a hardcover book. I'm drawing a blank, but there was somebody else who was just talking about an English translation of their book going to be in hardcover and you know, really good looking stuff. And I'm like, God, that might be the way to go in the future if you can afford it.
Yeah, it makes sense though. I mean, the books will last a lot longer without having to worry too much about as much about ruining them. You know, that sort of thing.
I don't know. Dad did it in newsprint. It was good enough for him.
Yeah, didn't really. When I buy books, if I really like a book a lot, if I read it from the library, I can read it in any form. But if I really like the book enough to buy it, I always try to buy hardcover. Just because it lasts longer and it looks nicer on the bookshelf.
Very true. Huh. Very true. Think of all the money you save on bookends, right? Because they'll stand up pretty much better on their own. You don't have to actually buy a bookend and put there at the end of the line.
That's what I like about you, Tim. Always bringing it together.
Uh-huh. Anyway, and I guess like Marvel comics are going to be on iTunes. Talking about going the other direction, the total opposite direction. Instead of going to hardcover books, now you're going to actually get them on your iPhone.
Well, you know, that's also a great way to save money on bookends because, you know, think about all the money that you...
That's very true, because you won't even need any. You won't even need a bookcase at that point.
Well, although, how much is the service running though? Or is it like you get to subscribe it like a TV show? You can subscribe to like for a full year. Or?
I heard something about them actually being like almost like animated comic books on the iPhone, and then you can actually then buy the book.
Yuck!
Something along those lines.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's not like real animation. You know, it's gonna. I think I saw a story about this where it's. It's not real animation. It's that early 1970s animation.
A little in-motion thing, right.
Yeah, you get like the speech bubble that pops up.
So what's going to happen? Did that
yeah, it's like
and it was, they did that was like Spider-Man and Captain America.
Well, it's like you can get you can get the PDF versions of the books. I know that like WowieO, some of the PDF versions of the comic books had actual motion panels. Some panels would have motion in them. That's
yeah, let's
what it's
talk about WowieO for 2 seconds. You think they're ever going to pay all the people that they owe?
No.
No.
I mean, there's still stories floating around.
Wait, Obama might actually bail them out, and then they'll be able to pay off.
You know what the real sad thing is?
Yeah.
If they do bail out the movie and entertainment industry,
yeah,
they would completely qualify. They're in that niche. I mean, they are a venture capital startup.
But you know
company.
Something? If our government does give any money to Hollywood, I'm just going to go up to Nova Scotia, which is my plan anyway. I'll just leave.
No, you don't want to go to Nova Scotia.
If I'm gonna be, if the country gonna be socialist, might as well just move to a socialist country.
Well, yeah, but then why not go to Sweden?
Because it's too far away.
Yeah, Nova Scotia, not.
Well, Nova Scotia's got like the Sonic Society and all the podcasting people.
Oh,
are up
I
there.
Suppose. Yeah. I see what you're going.
Yeah,
but Sweden totally has their prime minister, whoever the king or whoever. They look like Conan O'Brien. That's a definite plus for me.
Oh yeah, sure.
And she's a lady.
She's a lady Conan O'Brien.
Well, if she looks like Brian, I'm not really sure.
So anyway, I'm looking at the press release here, and Marvel's going to release the traditional paper copies of the comics after the in-motion versions are released on iTunes. So and there's no word yet on cost availability, but you know, Marvel, at least one of the big two, are trying to find out some way to get in the digital door a little bit more than they have been. What?
Sorry, I'm just in the digital door.
Through the digital doorway.
Yeah, it's pixelated. That's all. It's 8-bit.
It's an 8-bit door.
8-bit door. Yeah.
You try to log on, and you try to get in through the window, but it's locked. Welcome into the digital door.
Sure.
Nifty doorways. Oh, you guys probably don't read the help desk.
What's that?
Or is it Ubersoft? I have to go look. Ubersoft.net is the word Nifty Doorways. It's a help desk based comic.
Oh.
And yeah, so instead of Windows, they call it Nifty Doorways.
Gotcha. Oh, Ubersoft, that one's been around forever.
Yeah, help desk.
Yeah, that one's been like, that was one of the first comics I found. Again, not, it wasn't quite.
We should probably interview him someday.
With the big evil dude, the totally evil guy running the comic corporation. He's just black. Yeah.
Well, he's like death, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Very cool.
Yeah, he's still up and around. And the guys at work, the guys that work at the help desk with me,
yeah,
they read it.
They're them, huh? Oh, they read it. They read it. Very cool.
All the time, they send me links.
Yeah, they had the whole thing with Clippy. They had a big thing with Clippy for a while there. Yeah,
Clippy the clip art guy.
Yeah, the help guy, little
the paper
help.
Clip guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll help you. All right, so that's enough for that kind of news, but we've got some emails. Yeah, we got some emails.
All right, I was gonna say there was a lot here yet.
There was. Oh, like what else?
Oh, I don't know. What was your list?
Well, that's the five. That was it. Really, there's just a couple of big ones that I sent.
What about Bite Me getting its own book?
Who?
I'm sorry. What did you tell me to do?
No, the Bite Me, the
frankly,
girl.
I'm a little offended at this point.
Well, no.
You know, you invite a guy on your show, and he just goes...
No, I mean, there's no sense you backpedaling on this now. You said...
This is not the good, the bad, and the geeky, my friend. We're a little more family-centric, you know, if you don't mind.
Well, no, it's a webcomic called Bite Me.
Oh, okay.
It's about the vampires.
Oh, that one about the vampires.
Dylan McConis.
Jumping on the old Twilight bandwagon to get the comic book published.
I actually think
doing?
Bite Me was along.
I know, I'm just saying.
Oh, I apologize. Never mind.
What?
No, no, you're fine. Keep going.
Keep going. No, keep going.
Oh, okay.
What, do you want to stop now? I mean, you brought up a thing, and then...
Oh, no, well, apparently they've, Dylan's been doing her own podcast about the making of the book and dealing with distribution, because she's self-publishing it. It's the entire collection of Bite Me, and she's publishing it.
Oh, what was her name?
Dylan McConis?
Oh.
I think that's her name. She's the one that does Family Bite Man.
Me? Oh.
And that's the sequel/prequel to Bite Me.
You you got to share these links more often.
Yeah, man. What the hell?
Well, the only reason I know about Family Man is because when I presented it last year at the Webcomic Cartoonist Choice Awards.
That's right.
And I did the horrible Peter Griffin thing.
No, that was actually, no, man. The people in that audience did not appreciate what you were trying to do. That's the problem. It was very funny. He had the whole Family Guy thing down pat.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better because when I sat back down, I looked at Casey. I was like, did I do all right? And Casey just like looked at me and just – I don't know if he was being funny, but he just didn't say anything. I was like, oh, God, I bombed.
Well, you're right.
No, Casey was doing the whole very serious thing at the show. You know what? Speaking of Casey Green, he's going to be at that Web Comics Week thing I can't attend.
The what?
You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No, you what did you say?
The Web Comics Weekend.
Oh, up in Massachusetts?
Yeah. Or is Massachusetts?
Yeah.
I know it's East Coast. Yeah, it was like Rhode
Casey
Island.
Green's going to be there? Yeah, it's Western Mass, which really isn't part of Massachusetts, but close enough.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah, he's one of the people that's actually even on the floor that he's going to be there.
Wow. Who knew? Because when I put – actually, I knew – I just heard about it because when I asked for Twitter bits earlier this evening, Miss Skakelski let me know about that. And so I checked out the link. I'm like, oh, man, that's New England. If I was – you know, I could
yeah, doesn't that sound awesome? Yeah,
it does. It's actually a webcomic weekend, not just a webcomic guys trying to fit into a con somehow. It's actual nifty.
On the list of people and the people who are putting it on – because, I mean, it's – of course, Meredith Grant of Octopus Pie was who I had heard it from, but I think it's them that have been organizing it. Meredith and Rich Steven. But it's not, you know, so I don't know who all's been planning this thing together, but it's like you start listening and they're all like, yeah, we're all going to this and that and the other thing, and I'm like, God, this is gonna have like 200 really cool people and I'm not going to go.
No. Well, what we're going to have to do is we'll have to ping KC and tell him to take some notes and maybe get a report from him to next week.
Take pictures, too.
Pictures.
Well, that way, you know,
you
we
can
like –
you put pictures on the internet?
You can.
Wow. All right. YouTube, that'd be a great idea. The inner tubes?
The inner tubes are that – I lost what I was going to try to say, but they're that cool. That's it. They're that cool. You can do that.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, we also got an email, which is kind of cool, from Buzzy News, buzzynews.com. It's kind of a political comic site thing. Their comics have been showing up on the big board in Times Square, which is kind of cool. Well. So if you have a political mindset and you want to do kind of a thing, you know, a political cartoon type thing, go ahead on to buzzynews.com, register, and you can enter your own little cartoons there, and if they win, they'll be displayed in Times Square in New York City. So check that out.
Not to steer things back, but I finally pulled up Webcomics Weekend.
Ah, yes.
And it is webcomicsweekend.com.
Right.
And yeah, the flyer that they kind of put together.
Uh-huh.
Daniel Corsetto is going to be there, Renee Ekstrom, Meredith Grant, Casey Green, Brad Geiger, Chris Hastings, Jeff Schakowitz, Vince Labatt. I haven't heard of Vincent Labatt. Maybe somebody else. David Malky, Randy Mulholland.
Wow.
Ryan North, Paul Southworth, R. Stevens, Chris Straub.
Why is this happening like when I moved out of Massachusetts?
I don't know.
It's been a long time, though.
That's
exactly
why, though. Yeah. They felt it was safe that they could finally have a weekend without the Shea family interrupting.
Yeah, into the damn Shea's just taking over the joint. Ukuleles and drinking and stuff. No, that sounds really cool.
And that's in March.
Outstanding.
You know, because there's no better time to go to New England than March.
Well, you know, it's actually springtime in New England. It's quite nice.
Sure.
But unfortunately, March does come in like a lion, so it is still a little bit wintry. But, you know, it should be nice. Hmm. So what's the weekend again? I thought it was sooner than that.
March 20th through the 22nd.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, that should be good. So, yeah, we'll have to make sure Casey does some field work for us. We'll have to talk him into it while he's down here.
Like That'll Casey the Insult Comic Dog.
That'd work. Hey, let's see. We also got an email from our good friend Don. You know Don. Don Griffin. Yeah. Not Griffith.
Zoidberg and
Griffin.
Fred.
Zoidberg and Fred. Zoidberg. They have their own website now, which is awesome. They're no longer tethered to the drunk duck. At zfcomics.com.
Tethered to the duck sinking ship.
Tethered to the duck.
No, you know what? The duck's not sinking. It's just not any more profitable today than it was 5 years ago.
Yeah. I actually logged on. I actually went to Drunk Duck for the first time today in months.
Really?
Which is pretty sad.
But I go there and catch up on mass amounts of comics, and then I leave.
Yeah.
It still loads really slow. Still, you know, I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I only go there to read Gods of Arklon. Beyond that, I don't really visit it much at all.
You can just go to rmcomics.com and read the Gods of Arklon there.
Oh, well, I go by the, because I visit the Night Gig feed, and it's right there on the side.
Oh, it sends it right there? I got
it. Yeah, I link it. We link it to Drunk Duck, because
he gets
nice.
The only three webcomics I would read on Drunk Duck would be Alan Wood's comic, Alan, and then Scott, your comic.
My comic's not on Drunk Duck.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But you and Alan have moved off of there like about a year ago. So yeah. I've been following you guys on your main site. And then I know he had Gods of Arklon on his own site, but I would always follow it off the Night Gig page because that's where I, like, you know, see when you guys update your comics. So two birds with one stone.
Excellent.
All right. Hey, tell you what. Let's take a quick break and go down to the hosts down there in the Night Gig Lounge. And then we'll come back and we'll talk Twitter bits. And then we'll talk MegaCon. How's that sound?
That works.
Sounds awesome.
All right. We'll be right back. Tell Bruno I said hi. See ya. All right, folks. Now it's time to get excited. Because for the first time in the Night Gig Lounge studio stage, I'm proud to present, if I may paraphrase from their MySpace page, a five-piece band forged in Saturday night beer-fueled sing-alongs in the Detroit living room of Greg and Melissa Host. I know you enjoy their mix of vintage instruments, modern electronica, rocking harmonies, and jangly pop tunes. You can hear more tracks of their self-titled debut CD at myspace.com/thehostsmusic. That's right, folks. The Night Gig Lounge is proud to present The Hosts with Thunderboy.
Thunderboy, oh, the thunder. Thunderboy, 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 oh, the thunder. Oh, our first kiss, then our witness, things gone. Thunderboy, 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 oh, the thunder. Thunderboy, 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 oh, the thunder. Hit me in between the waves and falling, but I knew I was the one, I knew I was the queen. Sunny days when we played in the grass, thought it never would rain, but the clouds came again.
And we're back once again. All right. Let's get these Twitter bits out of the way. Just look at each book. I mean, you know, things we already talked about, a couple of them, but just kind of by accident, but not really. We already talked about Webcomics Weekend, which was, again, Miss Skakelski tweeted about. We talked about the Zerfboard and Fred, which was great. But what we didn't talk about was Dave Gallagher wanted to let you guys know that the critically acclaimed werewolf western High Moon started its third season on Monday's full moon, which kind of cool, kind of like a astrological convergence of webcomics and mooniness, which was pretty cool over there on actually, you can go to highmooncomic.com, which I'm pretty sure just redirects you right over to Zuda, if I had to guess. But check that out if you're into the whole werewolf western, six-gun, silver bullets, blood and guts, horror stuff they got going on over there. Excellent webcomic. And thanks, David, for letting us know that the next chapter has started. Excuse me. All right. And like I said, we already talked about the other people that tweeted. Actually, no, hold on a second. I lied. See, I asked for Twitter bits, right? And what does our good friend over at Rampage Network do? He IMs me in... Oh, did I close it? Don't tell me I closed it. In AIM, I think it was. Instead of... Twittering. And, okay, the good, everything's still here. Yay. He had a couple things we wanted to let you guys know. Like, let's see, alancomic.com, which is one you said you read there. Mm-hmm. Alan Comic, you just hit 500 strips. Gate Crash, which is at greatgatecrash.wanthur.com, W-U-A-T-H-U-R, Wather? Anyway, yeah, I just hit 100 strips. I'll put these in the show notes so you can read them as easily as I can. Or probably better. And he also wanted us to let you know that about five new people are going to be joining the Rampage Network soon. Stand by for details on that. So, there you go. Those are Twitter bits. So now on to the main event. Mr. Nick Nitro, how are things looking for MegaCon for you this year?
They're okay. I don't have any of a last 2 years I've had the first year I had posters and I got too many of them, so I've been using those as free posters to give out.
Did you change some settings because you just got really quiet, or is it me?
No, I didn't mean to. I'm apparently not using my manly voice.
Scott, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, and then you're really low too, but I didn't touch anything. But yet, no, it's if I leave it alone, I can't hear you. What the hell happened?
Can you hear me okay now?
Oh, no, I can. You're clear, but you're just really low.
It's Tim's fault.
I'm sure. But I didn't touch anything.
I don't think I touched anything.
You didn't, because he said I'm low as well.
Yeah, it's something
don't
on my
stress,
end.
It's okay. It's always Tim's fault.
I knew it was me. I just knew it.
I didn't touch anything, so I shouldn't have to touch anything to fix it, in theory, right?
In theory, yeah. See, this is why I don't like audio equipment. Like, I love podcasts. Oh, okay.
And now I plugged it back in so I can hear you now, but you're still low. Are you still low? Talk.
Talk, 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 talk.
God damn it.
Talk, talk. You can talk. You can.
Well, this will make for
fine
radio.
You can talk. 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 Bicker. Bicker. Bicker.
No, I'll be gone. And if I turn it up, you guys, I get a buzz. It's just, what the hell happened? Did I do something? I must have done.
What about?
Something.
Do I sound okay now?
I must have done something. Is there something within Skype? Perhaps. Is there a volume control in Skype?
Do I sound super loud?
No, you don't sound loud at all. That's the problem. Playback. Oh, look at that.
Something.
One moment, please.
We'll be right back.
One moment, please.
We have like a little title card of like a, you know, JT and Scott's head on bees. We'll be right back. And the music plays in the background.
No. No, we don't.
No, yeah, but that would be funny.
I don't get it.
Were you singing Hawaii Five-O, Scott?
No, it's not Jimmy Dreamy.
Ah.
All right, I'm going to pause this. You know what? Good enough. I don't care. It'll be a say something.
Something.
Yeah, you're better. I don't know what's going hell's going on. But I'm not going to worry about it. So anyway, Mr. Nick Nitro. Okay, let me do the start from here. All right, now on to the main gist of this here conversation. Mr. Nick Nitro, MegaCon 2009. How are things looking? What are your plans?
Things are looking good so far. My plan is I'm trying to do some prints and, you know, get them printed out, like some smaller prints, because I really liked what Carl was doing last year. Like they took some prints over to Kinko's and like I think Friday night and had a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah.
I went that was totally something... other direction. When you said what Carl was doing, I'm going drawing penises.
Well, that might be true too, but I'm not doing
auto erotica. What?
Yeah, auto erotica, putting, you know, Inspector Gadget on the cross, you know, stuff like that.
He had a whole book printed up this year for from Kablam with that kind of stuff called "I Like Sushi Show." It should be if you're gonna be by Scott, I mean by Carl, you guys should have fun. I don't think you are.
I think Carl should do a whole story where he just retells the story of Jesus Christ. He only switches Jesus Christ.
That would be hilarious.
Gadget. Kind of like a Life of Brian, but like the life of Inspector Gadget or something.
Yeah, it's. Inspector would, Gadget, the savior.
Yeah. Would Pontius Pilate be played by Dr. Claw?
Yes, it would.
Yes, I don't know.
Jesus, I will get you next time. Next time, Jesus, when you resurrect again.
All right.
Oh, well, I know we're going to hell, but come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. You're like looking at that, like what he drew, and you're just going, okay, that's a little wrong, but that's still – it's still pretty funny. But no, he did a few prints of some of the stuff he was drawing. And I believe Kevin Heyman, who sadly is not going to be with us this year, which I'm really sad about, him and Kit.
Yeah, me too.
I had a lot of fun. I always seem to sit near Kit at the last two conventions we had, and it's always been a lot of fun. And also, Kevin last year was his first convention, so that was a lot of fun hanging with him too. But they did prints that they did, and so I'm doing a few prints of my own, and I'm bringing them with me because I don't have a poster with me like I usually do, like the actual specialized poster.
Right.
But I'm also I have a story in the Night Gig book this year. And then
I also
have the Dribble for Kids books, and some of the things I'm doing differently is if you go to Blix or something, they have those little artist cards.
Yes.
And I was waiting for them to get a new shipment in, and they came in today, and I got all the packs I could on them. They only run like $1.25 a piece. They're pretty good. But I was going to like do like trading cards. And like for so much, like they'll all be pre-filled out except for one or two of them, and I'll just sketch something on the card. That way they can have their own, just something to do.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, and also we're working on for the podcast. This is the only thing. This is going to be last minute. And it's going to drive me nuts until we get it done. But the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky, we're doing like a DVD sampler. Yeah, that we can give out for free for people with some of the bathroom sessions and stuff. And,
oh, cool.
And we're gonna try to make it. Yeah, I mean the menus are pretty much done. It's just we got to finish the rest of the footage and stuff to put on there.
So
we only have. Like,
do you guys actually record the video of your? You know, you've been doing like you streaming the podcast. You actually recording that video at the same time, or any of that going to be on it, or are you just going to do some of the music and stuff like that?
It'll just purely be. Actually, the nice thing is the Apple. I have an iMac, and the DVD feature it has on there, it allows you to create the normal DVD menus, but you can put like DVD ROM features on there too. So we're going to – I've asked John and Jimmy, my co-host, to pick like two of their favorite episodes, and we'll put that as one of the DVD-ROM features. And we also have for those who followed The Good and the Bad and the Geeky, there used to be a podcast called The No Name Show, which was a horrible podcast. But it was horrible. If you don't like Good and the Bad Geeky, it was even worse than it is now. But hopefully you don't hate Good and the Bad Geeky. But anyway – yeah, that's good promo, Nick. Say, hate our show. but pretty much there was one episode we called the new name show called The Drunk Cast, where my friend of mine called me up really late at night and was really wasted, and I wasn't, but so I interviewed her, and of course, yeah, it was full of goofy silliness and debauchery. And. And I took it down right away because she asked me to. But she told me I could ever publish it again if I found it. And I thought I lost it forever. And I found it like a few weeks ago. So I'm going to put that possibly as an Easter egg on the DVD sampler. So that will be a little fun.
Well, how is it an Easter egg if you just told everybody it's out there?
Maybe. I'll be honest. Maybe it is. Yeah, and maybe it's in the DVD-ROM features. Maybe it's on the menu.
Very cool.
That's a good point. I have no really good excuse for that. I'm just totally shamed myself.
Well, you just say it's there, then don't put it there. Then,
this is where the Drunk Cast Easter egg would have been. That's actually a pretty good idea. See, then I just now spoiled that. So really, I would just say no Easter egg. Just take out the Easter
egg. Just put the URL to where they can download it.
That's a good idea, too. That's pretty good. Did not think of that. That's pretty good. But yeah, beyond that, I'm getting like other supplies ready. So I don't know. When I went to Mid Ohio, I did my first con by myself, not with a group of friends. I did Mid Ohio con last year, and it was a little different because I had no one. I didn't really know anyone per se there. Like, I've always had like you guys to hang out and talk with, or, even at the con or joke with, across the aisle or whatnot. But I was sort of by myself on my own, and my sketching abilities I've not always been 100% secure in. So, of course, other people would ask for sketches, and they really love the sketches, and that's great. But I don't know. I'm one of those people that doesn't feel up to charging for the sketches, so I might try to do that this year too.
Yeah, cool.
So, but Scott, what are you doing for MegaCon?
I'm intending to start getting going here any day now. I'm in the sampler, so I'll attempt to sell any sampler books I have. I've got some minis that I had printed up for a different con that I slacked off at, and I didn't really sell that much, so I've got them to sell. And yeah, I'm pretty much coming out just to hang out, cause trouble.
Excellent.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I'm glad you're able to come, sir, because I was really hoping, it's not the same. It's not going to be the same with Kit and Kevin there, but it wouldn't be the same with you there either. So I mean, I'm excited. We'll have a good portion of the original group there.
Yeah, the whole Night Gig crew is pretty good this year. I mean, besides Kevin and Kit, but we got you. Oh, no, we got Mark Meckes.
Mark's going to be over by us.
Brian Gibson.
Brian and.
We got Carl, of course, and Carl is a party by himself. Like, Carl and KC, who else you need? I mean, seriously, that pretty much is your entertainment right there. So
those guys are great.
So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and hopefully the travel arrangements are a little bit better organized this year.
Well, so. And we've actually got a place to sleep on Sunday night.
Yes, which is good.
We luckily got a condo like you guys been getting for the past few years. We only got one.
It's cheaper.
So, what's that?
Yeah, it's so much cheaper that way, isn't it?
It really is. It really
more
is.
More comfortable. Yeah.
Oh, it just makes sense.
I wish we did that. Well, the first year I went by myself. I got a hotel, and the hotel was nice. It just cost me an arm and a leg, and I hated that part. But the second year, I was like, well, we have a little bit more money. Let's get a little bit closer to the convention center, and the hotel was absolutely horrible. The worst hotel I've ever stayed in. I think at one point a dead body was found in the hotel. That's how bad it was.
Well, International Drive isn't exactly the garden spot of Orlando. So, yeah, I mean, you got to be careful.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I totally asked for one thing and they gave me another thing. And they're like, well, you can never be sure when you go through wherever it was, one of those Expedia.com or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just like, well, I didn't have a problem last year. So I think it's just a bad hotel. Quality Inn. Sorry.
Low Quality Inn. They just left the first part of the word off there.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Too bad. But yeah, that's pretty much what I have planned. And hopefully John's getting married in April, and that's one of the reasons why he wasn't going to come. But initially our plan was John was going to come with us. And was going to play his guitar in the aisles, which sort of scared me, but I don't want his guitar to get damaged. But yeah, that was one of the things we thought he'd do. But there's not this year, maybe next year. So,
Wandering Minstrel.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see him and you do like he does guitar and then you do ukulele. He has a ukulele too, just you guys both do a ukulele duet. I think that would be
Cool.
Fantabby.
Oh, when did he get a uke?
He's had a uke for, I think, since high school.
Oh, wow.
Because apparently his grandfather taught his dad, and then his dad, you know, taught him. Because, you know, John doesn't really play the piano on the show, but he's really good with the ivory keys, too. Not as much with the guitar anymore, but, I mean, he's still pretty good.
Is he okay on the ebony keys as well?
He's good on the ivory and ebony.
Oh wow! Okay, excellent.
He can play them both. I mean, if you heard the one song we did called the protest song, John's playing guitar and I'm playing the keyboard, but it's only like three notes, and that's as far as my limit can go on piano anymore. I don't know why. I wish I could play, but
yeah, too many notes. Problem with
piano.
A piano has like 88 keys. Yeah, ukulele, 4 strings. It's that much simpler.
It really is. I've actually thought about asking John to teach me how to play the uke or the guitar because it would be so much – it would be a lot of fun.
Yep.
I think, and then we could do duets on our end. And I mean, and speaking of which, I think I've already asked you this, but I totally mean it though. We totally need to do a bathroom session down in Megacon. I don't know what song we
should. What he's talking about is they go into the bathroom and play music because the acoustics are really good in there.
Clarify that.
I just want
for those who don't know, me and Jimmy's favorite bands is Bare Naked Ladies, and they have something called the bathroom session, which is they play their songs in the bathroom, and what you know, that's just something silly and cute they do. And we were joking around, and we wanted to do a video, but the way the studio is set up, it's very cluttered in here. We didn't have enough room, so I jokingly say, "Hey, let's do it in the bathroom." And also the camera's small enough that it can pick up the sound really well because the bathroom is really small. And we did that, and then people sort of, you know, liked it, so we kept doing it. And so now we go in there like once every other week or so and perform a few songs. And
yeah, they put the videos up on YouTube. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, and matter of fact, we're having a girl guest host this next week. Sort of excited about that.
Really?
Yeah, well, she offered to do – because we wanted to eventually redo the website, and she wants to go into photography. And so she's like, I'll do photos for you guys, you know, for the website and just in general to promote yourself or to use whatever – however you want to use it. And I said, that's great. But she's like, I want to try the show. And I said, oh, okay. And then, like, she just kept talking to me. I'm like, oh, she actually can hold her own. I'm from what I could tell on my end.
So. Those of you guys that don't know, the Good Men, the Geeky, they do a lot of pop culture stuff. They talk about TV, music. I mean, TV and movies and music and all kind and that kind of stuff. There's some between Nick and Jimmy and John, they really have a lot of knowledge of what's going on in the entertainment industry. Most of the time the conversations kind of tend towards the more adult side of things, but it's actually very entertaining. Yeah. And it's one of those things where once you get to know the characters, those three guys, it's actually a very funny and enjoyable experience. So,
right. One of the things we're trying to do too is with the show. I mean, we're still trying to keep it, not change it, but we're still trying to I'll be very honest. Like, this is probably the most cleanest I've ever been ever on any kind of podcast in a while. I'm pretty much the sailor of the group. Jimmy can be really bad. John actually, maybe every once in a while, but you know, he's not that bad. And, but I'm really horrible. And so, one of the things that we've always talked about is making the show cleaner. And finally, I just said, well, how about, cause we have the fan flow now, cause we've sort of jumped onto that whole ship, see how it goes a bit, for, you know, cause I don't like throwing the donation bar up there any.
Right.
Because if you throw the donation bar up there, you don't have anything in return. It just bothers me a little bit. I mean, yeah, there's the podcast, but you know, you want to give something else back. So, we decided to do the fan flow thing, and we've got a few people on board with it.
What is the fan flow thing?
It's one of the things that Scott Kurtz and Chris Straub and Meredith Grant are doing. It's the asset bar, which pretty much is like a fan club, and you pay however much a month, and it doesn't auto renew. It's kind of like PayPal, where you can put funds, or Project Wonderful, you can put funds in as much as you want, but you don't have to advertise the entire time. Same thing goes with this fan flow, which is like, say you want to get exclusive content from like Scott Kurtz or Chris Straub, or in my case with my podcast, Good, the Bad, and Geeky, you pay like $2.99 a month, and you get like Jimmy's posted some lyrics from the last parody we did. The original, like, uncut lyrics, you know, the original drafts and whatnot.
Oh, I gotcha.
And I've been posting, because sometimes people might like the parodies more than the rest of the show in some cases, which that's great if you do. We really appreciate, you know, you listening.
So is it fanflow.com or something? It's like people that can join up, and then if they find they're enjoying the content of some website, they can throw some money their way through that service.
Right. So it's actually at r.assetbar.com. And if the easiest way to access it for the Good and the Bad and the Geeky side is if you go to, the dribbleforkids.com/GBG, we've actually have a link there. But we're going to start posting in every show, like a link to, like a big, you know, I guess it's sort of a widget, if you will.
Sure.
That goes underneath that. And it shows, you know, how much it costs and also what's recently been posted. Like, we actually posted outtakes of one of the bathroom sessions, you know. Jimmy didn't hit his line right because he's too busy acting like an idiot to say his line. So that we posted that on there, and
I just went to the site there. You have like Octopus Pie Underground, Star Slip Extra, PvP Fan Flow, Akewood, a whole bunch of these guys are doing this sort of thing. Oh, pretty cool. Yep. Interesting.
Yeah, and for those who are interested, if you go to the GBG main website, there we're actually doing a Valentine's Day special. It's a 10-day free trial, you know, so if you don't like it, there's no biggie. You don't have to, there's nothing auto renews. So, you know, how sometimes you join something and it automatically renews your subscription. And you don't want it to, it doesn't do that at all. So if you dig it and, or say maybe be, especially in our economic times, you know, times are rough. If you join it, you say you've had it subscribed for the first few months, you've subscribed every month, and then you know what, you need that extra little bit of money. You don't have, it doesn't auto subscribe, so you just don't buy it for a few months. Then you just jump back on board when you have enough money to do it. So, and it's only $2.99, and it lasts for the entire month. And we're also going to be shorting our own show, so there'll be additional reviews and blogs and, you know, stuff that isn't normally in the normal show. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It's fun so far. It's pretty interesting. So,
you know what tomorrow is? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0 day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, true nerd moments.
World's gonna end.
No, ooh. No. It's just Unix time.
Yeah.
So yeah, and if you're a computer nerd, and I work with a bunch, including myself. So in Unix, they just arbitrarily said, okay, this is Unix time. And it counts up. And tomorrow at about 1:30 Eastern time, it'll be Unix time 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's very very geeky.
And Friday is also Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, and then it's a day before Valentine's Day, which is even scarier than Friday the 13th.
You know, even if you're not celebrating or hanging out with anybody, why is that scary?
Well, it's
I don't understand what people's, you know, I mean, if you don't if you're pissed off that the card companies basically invented Valentine's Day, yeah, just don't celebrate it. Getting angry about it is kind of a sort of counterproductive, I guess.
Sure.
Well, I went to the bank today in my hometown. I've not been there in a while, and someone told me that they don't celebrate Valentine's Day in schools. They celebrate Friend Days.
No, my kids have Valentine's Day tomorrow. My boy made a little heart box to put his little cards in that his friends will give him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But they can give out Valentine's, but it's on Friends Day, and I think that's retarded. I think it's ridiculous. What's wrong with calling it Valentine?
It's based off of Saint Valentine, which is a Christian Catholic thing, which makes it anti-Muslim, which means it's not inclusive, and
it's also a sort of an implied lovey-dovey kind of kissing and hugging thing, and you really don't need to be promoting it at a
I understand that, but when you're like a kindergartner, you don't care it's just,
are you kidding me? Little kindergartners are into hardcore porn nowadays. I mean, Jesus, you can't go by a junior high without finding a maybe not.
Well, that's junior high. That's not a kindergarten class, though.
All right. This is just degrading into nothingness, and I think we've gone on long enough. So, Nick, thanks so much.
What happens when you have me on this
show? I know. Well, Nick, thanks so much for stepping into last moment here to come on and talk about what's going on. Looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks down here in Orlando. Yes.
Very excited to see everyone. It's going to be a
great
lot of fun.
Should be great. Dribble for Kids. That's dribblefor.kids.com. And then /GBG for the good, bad, and the geeky. Mm-hmm. Check out both the comic and the podcast. It's good stuff.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. So I'm just going to end the show now. And hopefully this will be out before Valentine's Day. I'll do it on Friday. If you don't get this on Friday and you're here listening to it now, you can send me evil emails, bad emails. It'll be good.
Yay.
Hey. All right, folks.
Bad emails.
So I'd like to thank, of course, Brian Anderson for the Twitter bit, for the his links there from the Brian Anderson Spotlight. If he sent me anything this week. I don't think he sent me anything yet, so it could be iffy. Of course, Christian Ellis for the Shallow Thought, the host for providing the music tonight for the down on the Nightgeek Studios Lounge, and of course, Beatnik Turtle for providing the music for the theme and beds and stuff. Those guys just rock. And in case I didn't mention it last time, I'm going to be playing ukulele on one of their new CD. It's going to rock. Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Should be interesting doing it remotely, figuring out how to get. Anyway, should be good.
Can I thank somebody real quick?
Oh, please. Go right ahead.
Viewers like you. That's all I want to say. Sorry.
And you can check out Scott's stuff at mascotcomic.com and my stuff at nightgig.com/JT or at jtukes.com. And, so that's it. So until next time, this is JT Schaefer, but here at the GigCast and Night Gig Studios saying, until next week, enjoy your web comics. This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?